Well, it was the curveball no one was really expecting. The economy shrunk in the fourth quarter last year for the first time since the end of the recession. What does that mean for the future and your investing? Joining us live is Dominic Chu. He's markets reporter for Bloomberg Television. You know, it was kind of stunning, but then the market didn't overreact to it yesterday. So help explain to us why they were able to keep their powder dry on Wall Street.
Well, the reason why is simply that the one word, that the biggest influence on the market these days, and that's the Fed. So on the same day that you had us reporting a GDP number, a one that showed a 0.1% decline in terms of gross domestic product, our economic productivity, you also had the Fed coming out and saying that they were going to maintain their pace, their bond purchase program, quantitative easing, right? What they're doing right now is trying to stimulate the economy by buying up a lot, and I mean $40-45 billion worth of mortgage securities, $40-45 billion worth of treasury securities, $85 billion a month in total the Fed is buying in terms of these bonds and putting that cash into the system to make sure that there's enough credit, enough liquidity, enough cash in the system so that people can find a way to kind of borrow money and hopefully stimulate the economy. Now, there was a point about a month ago when the Fed, during one of its minutes, had said that they had thought about maybe ending quantitative easing, ending all of this monetary stimulus a little bit early. It feels as though now that was a little bit overreacted to, and that the Fed is going to continue to do this as long as unemployment stays above 6.5% and inflation stays below 2.5%. That's going to be the real key, guys.
So what do you expect from the first quarter of this year?
Well, that's the hard part, right? Because we knew that the market had a nice run last year, about 13-14% for the S&P 500. If you were just invested in simple large-cap index funds, you did pretty well. If you were invested in certain other sectors, like the financials, those big banks, they did really well last year, doubling the overall advance for the S&P 500. The question then becomes whether or not this particular GDP figure is just a blip on the radar or whether or not it's a sign that things really are starting to perhaps deteriorate a bit. We know that with the job market, we're seeing steady gains. Nothing like the pace with which the administration, the Obama administration, or the Fed would want to see to really signal a sign that things are getting that much better. But what the Fed is looking to do right now is look for other data points. And we have a huge one, and I mean a massive one, coming up again tomorrow. It's arguably the biggest report every single month, and that's the non-farm payrolls, the
jobs number.
How many people are working in America, right?
So, Dominic, this report yesterday showed that consumer spending continued to increase, a good sign for the economy, and that business spending actually had ticked upward as well. That's a very positive sign. But it was a very sharp reduction in government spending, and we know more of that government cutback is on the way here, maybe even dramatically so if sequester goes into place. That's one side of the equation. The other side is the Fed, which is in effect pumping all of this money into the economy. The government seems to have a two-track approach.
That's right, and the two-track approach is there. That the constant, if you will, over the past few years in terms of policy from the government side of things has come from the Federal Reserve Bank. They've been the ones who have been consistently out there saying that they will do whatever it takes in terms of monetary stimulus to make sure things go right. The part that is the huge variable, and the one that you talk to strategists and analysts and investors about, is, of course, the fiscal side, the administration and congressional side of things, whether or not they can actually have a policy in place or agree on something that gives a little bit more clarity about what the taxation and spending policies in this country is going to be like going forward.
This is going
to
scare investors.
That's the real key. Right. I mean, yes, if you're an investor, this is the thing that may be holding the market back. Now, I say that with a caveat. We are at five-year highs for the Dow, right? We've gotten back everything that we've lost during the Great Recession in terms of market gains for the S&P 500 and for the Dow.
Right. If
so
you stayed
even
in.
As these worries have yes, I mean, even if these worries have been there, people have still participated if you've been in the market. And that's the real key, whether or not people now find this as a catalyst to want to reinvest in their 401ks again.
Thank you, Dominic. Appreciate it. Dominic Chu, markets reporter for Bloomberg TV.